Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. For over a decade now, I've been helping people recover from OCD. I've myself suffered and fully recovered from severe OCD, as have my clients. Today I wanted to talk to you about feelings of guilt and shame that come along with harm OCD. You have to understand that these thoughts are not really coming from you. You are more overhearing these thoughts. So when they come in, when you hear them and you're like, oh my God, why would I have these thoughts? What does this mean about me? It means that you have OCD. That's what it means about you. And as a person who has OCD, part of it is these thoughts. You have to be, though, controlling your reaction. How are you reacting? When this thought comes in, what are you doing? If you are trying to fix the thought, trying to analyze the thought, trying to confess, trying to seek reassurance, Googling, you're doing the wrong things. So you're getting scared and you're doing the wrong things. There's nothing to feel guilty about. There's nothing to feel ashamed about. You have to just view it as a symptom. If you drop the ball and look at it as this is just a symptom, OCD can no longer play with you. But as long as you're participating in this game of back and forth, trying to defend yourself, trying to prove to yourself that you're not a bad person, as long as you're playing this game, the thoughts are going to get worse and worse and worse. There was a study where they asked people who didn't have OCD, do they get some of these thoughts that people with OCD normally have, including harm OCD? And the people who didn't have OCD also got the same thoughts. But when a person who doesn't have OCD get that thought, they're like, eh, whatever, and they move on. Versus a person with OCD or who's about to develop OCD gets this thought, they're like, me? What does it mean? You create this whole whirlwind by your reaction to the thought. You reacted a lot, your brain took notice, it sent you the second thought, you also reacted a lot, then you Googled, you researched, on and on it went. So you have to change how you are reacting to the thought. It comes in, you feel like you want to, you have something to feel guilty about, you feel ashamed, you feel like you're a bad person, but you have to put that aside and view it, yes, I have those feelings, but they're only a symptom. I'm not attributing it to myself. A good little trick is to name your OCD something, like, this is Bob. Bob says all kinds of things. Has nothing to do with me. Just Bob. This is not you. It has nothing to do with you. You have nothing to feel guilty about. You feel nothing. You have nothing to feel ashamed about. The only thing you are doing wrong is you are reacting with fear to these thoughts when you overhear them. And you need to be refusing that reaction. So thought comes in, whatever. Again, it comes in 2 seconds later, again, whatever, and over like this throughout the day. The more you do this, you will start to see that it's not coming in as intense as it was before. And it's a little bit by little bit. It's not going to happen in one day. It's not like I disregard it all day. Why am I not recovered? It's going to take a little while, but you just got to stick to it and just a little bit of work each day, but throughout the entire day. That I'm just going to refuse here. I'm not going to pay attention to it there. I'm not going to Google. And again, the accountability, the tracking really helps here. The more you refuse, believe me, your brain is tracking everything that you're doing. Whether you are or not, your brain definitely is. And if one outweighs the other, if you paid attention to your thoughts more than you disregarded today, consciously, right? If you paid attention to it, took it seriously, tomorrow, your brain is going to think that this is more important. But if you refused, even if you don't feel, obviously you're not going to feel good as you are refusing. It's still going to be standing in the middle of the room screaming at you, right? As you are trying to go about your day. But you are focused on refusing, focused on not getting into the dialogue with your OCD. You will start to see that the anxiety drops. And the actual results don't take too long, but they're not in a day, obviously, right? So it's if you, for example, did a really good job this week, next week should be slightly easier. And then the week after that, even more easier. So it's just being on it all day. No excuses. Let those thoughts come in. Let the guilt come in. Let the shame come in. But view it as a symptom. Like, yeah, I hear it, But it's a symptom, and I'm not reacting because I'm tracking, because I'm reducing, I'm doing all that. So I'm choosing not to react. It has to come from a decision perspective that you're not trying to achieve a feeling of not reacting. You're not trying to achieve a feeling of not feeling guilty or not feeling ashamed. You're making a conscious choice not to feel guilty and ashamed. Because there is nothing to feel guilty and ashamed of. This happened to you. Not because of you. It happened to you. The only thing you did wrong is you reacted to the thoughts. And why did you react to the thoughts with fear? Because you didn't know what to do. Because you weren't trained in OCD recovery. So you did nothing wrong. You have nothing to feel bad about. You have to view it as a symptom. I hope this helps. Thank you for listening. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery program, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. You can sign up from there. Thank you for watching. I'll see you tomorrow.